Today, we see St. Paul reminding us of the good news that he preaches comes from above. It comes from God. The church that we have is established by Christ. It's not an institution that is created by man. We know that Jesus identifies himself with his church, because when Paul, before he's converted, when he's still called Saul, he's going off to Damascus, he's going to persecute the Christians, and then this light comes upon Paul, and a voice says to him, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? Why are you persecuting me?" Paul asks, "Who are you, Lord?" Jesus replies, "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting." So we know that Jesus identifies himself with his church, the church that is established here, that we live in, that we participate in. Jesus identifies himself with his church. Otherwise, he would say, "Why are you persecuting my church?" instead of, "Why are you persecuting me?" Now, the Catholic Church, as it's divinely instituted, we can trust that God is at work in it. And it's good for us to remember that our faith rests not in some man-made institution. It doesn't rest or depend on some document like the Constitution or the Declaration of Independence. The Catholic Church is founded by Jesus and rests upon the apostles who he gave it to. Now, the early church had this conviction. The early members of the church lived by this, they believed this, and they followed this. And they were very aware that this church was established by Christ, and that they were meant to share this gift with those around them. The early church was filled with people who, above all else, were disciples. Above all else were those who preached, who taught, who handed on the faith. They were incredibly docile to the gift of the Holy Spirit to come upon them and help them share that. This past week, we had some ordinations to the transitional diaconate and to the priesthood. We had two guys become deacons who will next year be priests, and two guys who were deacons become priests. And so it kind of helped me to think about, how are we teaching our young people to know their vocation? How are we teaching our young people to come to know Jesus and to ask him to lead them? Is that something that we're doing as a community of faith? This is the interesting part. I'm going to ask for a little participation here from the younger folks. So if you're between, if you're anywhere from a child all the way up to 30 years old, I'm going to ask if you could please stand. Great. We got some volunteers. All right. Now, if you know your vocation already, you can sit down. All right, we got a few that know their vocation. Good. Good. So, if you don't know your vocation yet, I want you to ask yourself, have I been taught to pray to know my vocation? Has somebody taught me to pray, and have I been doing that? So if you've been doing that, have you been taught to do that, you can sit down. Okay, we got a few left. So that's great. I think that's great. It's great to see that, all right, we're doing our job. We've taught others how to pray, and if we aren't praying yet, then we can still do that. All right, everybody else can sit down if you're still standing. So this is something that we need to focus on as a community, to hand on the faith. We need to invite people to ask God, what am I supposed to do? What am I meant to do with my life? And that's something we should all pray, even once we know our vocation, right? I still pray that prayer every day. Lord, what do you want me to do today? What do you want me to do with my life? That's something that we need to do as Christians. It's something we need to do as followers. We saw in our second reading Paul kind of developing this relationship with Jesus throughout the course of his life. It wasn't something that simply happened in one moment and then it was over. It was something that continued to develop throughout his life, and we need to remember that. For us, you know, we're headed in a direction. What's that direction? Where are we going? What is Jesus asking us to do as his followers? What is Jesus asking us to do for those around us, for our children, for our grandchildren, for our friends, for our family members? How is Jesus asking us to live our lives? That's something that we need to ask. in prayer, we need to ask of each other, what do you think? How are we doing? You know, if you're married, talk to your spouse. How are we doing together as a married couple? Are we following Jesus together? Are we drawing closer to Jesus together? Is that something that we are helping each other grow in? You know, as a community of faith, we need to be there to support one another, to help one another, to journey together, to know, to understand our vocation, our calling, and then how do we live that out in the world? So, it's a good day for us to reflect on that, I think, and for us to remember that this is something that we need to do. You know, there's a big wanted sign, a big wanted ad in every church. Young people to follow Christ. Young people to commit to following their faith. That's something we need to pray for. And so, let's do that as a community. Let's support one another. Let's continue to pray for our young people that they may come to be courageous in following where the Lord leads them. Lord, make me a better person, more considerate towards others, more honest with myself, more faithful to you. Help me to find my true vocation in life, and grant that through it I may find happiness myself and bring happiness to others. Grant, Lord, that those whom you call to enter the priesthood or religious life or holy matrimony may have the generosity to answer your call, so that those who need your help may always find it. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.